With borders closing, I'm having an about Schmidt moment. That's when I head out to places that feel like home, only to find they've disappeared. My nearest borders did have a homey feeling, from college students camped in the cafe to 30-somethings playing Dungeons & Dragons. This once thriving shop is going down with the rest of the ship, and I'm going to miss it. I heard a digital expert say he was device agnostic. It didn't matter if he read physical or e-books. But as more institutions go digital, our bookstores, classrooms, libraries, newspapers, we've lost faith in our living communities, becoming more isolated behind our screens. FaceTime matters. I remember my 7th grade teacher who turned me on to telling stories, the school librarian who checked out my favorite Nancy Drew mysteries. Borders, in spite of its megastore sins, helped continue the tradition of reading in the company of others. Now we know that Borders should have jumped on the digital bandwagon sooner. Who knew then? A few years before the Kindle came out, I'd bought my husband a digital reader made in France. The selection was skimpy, but it hit all the favorite topics of my immigrant family. Make money from stocks, bounce back from losing money. The device cost $400 and fell apart in 2 months. You can always replace an e-reader, but the institutions that took years to build are now eroding away. The internet favors currency in both senses of the word. Anything published before last week is considered old news. Wisdom is backlisted rather than accrued. That's where bookstores and libraries have an important function in giving human curators, rather than Amazon and Google, the keys to our vast archives of knowledge. Passing by the store closing sign at Borders, I'm wistful that another brick-and-mortar symbol of our thinking nature goes to dust. We may lose our big-box stores, but let's hold on to the physical spaces where readers and dreamers can gather. With a perspective, this is Lee Miao Levitt.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.